gratifying it would have been for Jenny Land and Company if they had been received on that Friday evening in 1851 with the same decorous enthusiasm as you have accorded Claudia Banac and Robert Rocco. Alas, such was not the case, though it was those outside the hall rather than the audience who disrupted the performance. Friday was payday, and our observer reports, a number of rowdy people, many of whom had already made their customary payday visit to a saloon, had gathered outside the hall. When Jenny arrived in her carriage, the crowd became quite unruly as she was hurried into the hall. After audience had filled the hall and the orchestra was playing the overture, the outsiders became a yelling mob that deliberately tried to drown out the music for those inside. When Bellotti, the tenor, began his solo, the crowd began to yell, shout, and cockcrow. Even Jenny's voice failed to quell the beastly urges of the rabble. The bell-like tones of Jenny's echo song were punctuated by the crashing of shattered window panes broken by stones thrown from outside. A 19th century concert riot. Nevertheless, Jenny and her company bravely fought through the evening, finished the concert, and then retreated to their dressing rooms, waiting for the crowds to disperse. But the unruly throng continued to mill around outside. Finally, about midnight, rescue came in the form of a drayman named Keating, who brought his carriage up. He led the frightened singer down a back stairway, took out a section of the fence behind the hall, and spirited her back to her hotel. The next day, Barnum announced in the newspapers that Jenny Lind would give no more concerts in Pittsburgh. By 6 o'clock that evening, all of her company were on shipboard and ready to leave that city of smoke and discord. Now, in the calmer atmosphere of today's concert, we turn to Robert Rocco again for a set of preludes by the French composer Claude Debussy. Now, admittedly, this is post-1851 repertoire, but it fits nicely into the spirit of the Jenny Lind concerts.